The Hank Aaron State Trail would only run about 7 miles, mostly in Milwaukee's Menominee River Valley. But Trail Friends Group President Bruce Keyes says there's a lot of diversity in that stretch.
It's running through an urban area, and it's mixing both scenes of urban living, urban industry, an old industrial area, as well as some fairly pristine wilderness experience. So I think in that sense, it's a unique trail in the state.
But only portions of the trail are complete, so Keyes helped weave a course for about 50 bicyclists yesterday, down city streets, rutted dirt roads, and paved and gravel bike lanes that will eventually mesh into a more connected route. At a scenic riverside spot near the Miller Park Baseball Stadium, city and country came together. Overhead jet noise competed with the call of a red-winged blackbird. While many may ride the Aaron for recreation, the trail's potential for commuters remains uncertain. Dave Schlabowski of the Bicycle Federation of Wisconsin insists there is pent-up commuter demand.
One of the most requested and complained about issues for bicycle commuters in Milwaukee is the lack of a good east-west route. And the Hank Aaron State Trail has been envisioned as that missing link.
Schlabowski says some trail riders may even work along it. The Menominee River Valley was once a huge industrial area and is coming back with a casino and some smaller businesses. Lilith Fowler heads the public-private consortium Menominee Valley Partners. She says the bicycle commuting option may even lure some firms that might otherwise locate in the far-flung suburbs.
So for us to be able to say, hey, you know, we may not have a jogging trail through the cornfields, but we've got a riverfront trail that winds along the best salmon fishing in the state of Wisconsin, you know, we think that's a good position to be in.
Fowler says about $4 million is already set aside to finish the Hank Aaron Trail. That's as the state apparently gets ready to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on nearby I-94 and the Marquette Interchange. Chuck Pernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.